Hi there, you're listening to the Kingdom Sexuality Podcast. We're Alana, Kyle, and Tira, friends who have a heart for intimacy and long to uncover God's truth and design for sexual freedom within marriage. If you enjoy listening to our episodes or like our content over on Instagram, would you consider leaving a review or subscribing? It really helps. Welcome here. All right, welcome back to the Kingdom Sexuality Podcast. We are going to chat about something that actually lots of people have wanted us to talk about for a long time. Pubic hair. But before we get into that juicy stuff, let's read a review. This one is 5 stars. The title of it is Does that make sense?
No.
It kind of does. It's not the nicest way to say that, but it technically does make sense.
It's okay. Very helpful.
Yeah, for engaged couples. Looking forward to more listening in marriage. Okay, geez Louise. One of the guys here, I'm getting married in May, and I started listening to the podcast after I saw it was endorsed by Love Your First Year.
Nice.
At first, I was a bit shocked by the Instagram page and episode titles, since I'm so used to sex being off limits, but I thought sex position posts, episodes about orgasm, where's the Christianity? But once I started listening, I was thoroughly reminded that sex is a very good gift created by an amazing God. And one way I can worship God is to enjoy this gift in marriage and serve my spouse sexually. I am waiting to listen to a lot of episodes, but I have learned so many important things to know before marriage, which I would have had no idea without listening to this podcast. For example, I would have had no idea how important it is to talk about sex expectations, to go slow at first, and that it will likely take my wife a lot longer to, or a longer time to orgasm than me. So I should serve her by leading her towards the finish line first. And just basic information about a woman's cycle, sexual anatomy has been really helpful. I feel more prepared to move into our sex life once we are married and look forward to diving deeper into the episodes at that time. Thank you very much. You guys are the best. Tectorian.
That's sweet.
Longest review ever. Yeah. You hold the record, Tectorian.
That's so good.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
And like the wisdom to know what episodes to listen to and what episodes not to.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
All right. The verse for today is Psalms 139:13-14. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
Okay. So this one was a patron's choice episode. So we gave them a list of different options, episode options, and then they got to vote on which one they wanted us to do. And they chose pubic hair.
Because who wouldn't?
So if you become a patron, you will also have a say in what episodes come out and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
So pubic hair, hey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that we're talking about it. Again, I feel like this is exactly what our podcast is for, to talk about the things that nobody actually talks about. Like, you don't get together with your girlfriends. Well, usually.
Well, you
say, hey.
So pubic hair.
What do you do about your pubes?
What trim style are you doing these days?
Yeah. No, it's just not. It's just, Maybe lots of people do. I don't know. Depends what kind of friends you got.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's start at the beginning then and talk about why God put it there in the first place. Because God does everything for a reason, and usually it's a good reason. And pubic hair does not is not exempt from that.
Yeah.
So it's there to protect us, first and foremost, right? Just like your eyebrows and your eyelashes and all the other hair that's not on the top of your head. It's there for a reason as well. It keeps the skin of your vulva warm and moisturized. It protects the skin from friction during sexual activity. That's the main function that I kind of grew up knowing about, was that your hair is there so that when you are having sex one on top of the other, it removes the friction. And so your pubes are rubbing against each other, and it's not skin on skin, like you're going to get a blister type idea.
Wait, so you knew this growing up?
I knew, I shouldn't say growing up. Like, this is the very first function I ever learned about. I learned about it in massage school when we were doing our reproductive class. And yeah, this is what we talked about. And this is kind of like, you guys have heard of crabs, like the disease.
Mm-hmm.
This is how crabs transfers from one person to another when they both have pubic hair and they're having sex. What do you call those like organisms, I guess, will transfer to the other person's pubes and then live in their pubes.
Oh, well, that's fun.
So one way to get rid of crabs is just to shave all your hair. So if you have crabs, oh my God. There you go. Hopefully you don't.
STD episode coming up one day. Or STI, I think it is. Yeah.
It removes,
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, it removes friction during sexual activity. Mm-hmm. It keeps all the dust, dirt, stuff away from the vagina to prevent infection, because as we know, the vagina is a self-cleaning
device.
Device. Environment.
Yes, environment, yes.
And some research is starting to show that there may even be a role in sexual attraction and or pleasure. So attraction, obviously, that's super subjective.
Yeah.
And pleasure, again, probably a little bit more subjective, but you can probably objectively find that out as well.
I'd really like to see what the study was for that. Like, did they just like line up specimens of...
They lined up, different like
genital regions and like say and... which ones are you more attracted to based on hair? Like what kind of study? Mm. That would be a very interesting.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay. Very interesting.
Cool.
All right. Contrary to, I feel like, culture, I mean, it depends. Okay. This is widely, it's just culture to culture. I feel like this is different.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there can often be a stigma of like that pubic hair is unclean or dirty or icky, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. But it's not. There's no medical reason to remove it, but lots of people just feel pressured by society.
Unless you have crabs.
Unless you have crabs, apparently. But yes, this is all very North American because it's other cultures. It's very normal to not groom it or do anything with it, right? So some people choose to remove it for like, personal preference, comfort levels. But if you are going to do that, there's things to consider.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's kind of what we're going through today.
Okay. So for options for dealing with pubic hair, so this is for men and women, talking about shaving. So shaving cuts the hair close to the skin. However, it can be painful if you have sensitive skin. That can lead to rashes, ingrown hairs, and infections. I want to say, like, hands up if that's ever happened. Like, it's just like, you just know, like, oh, yeah, if I'm shaving today, okay, let's see, 3 days down the road, I'm just going to be scratching. Like, that's just shaving. Yeah. If you choose to shave, use a new clean razor every time.
Which I don't think is very practical.
I feel like this is a good ad to do, like, here are disposable razors, yeah. like the cheap dollar store. Yeah. Because you're only going to use them once.
But I would just caveat that by saying use a sharp razor every time. Yep. It doesn't have to be new, but like the one that's been in your shower for 3 months is probably not the one you want to use.
And probably how you clean it, right? Like use razors, mm-hmm. carry bacteria. That's the main reason why it's unhealthy.
Yeah, and so make sure you do clean it.
Make sure you clean it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So and it's best to shave in the direction of the hair growth if you can. But obviously that can be hard to tell. So it's common for pubic hair to grow in multiple directions. So it, can't really
give
do
your best
one
shot.
Way.
Yeah, give your best shot. But it's interesting. So looking at different types of like hair removal things, shaving is one of the cheaper options.
Yeah.
Like in the grand scheme of things, other than leaving it or trimming it, I suppose, depending on what kind of trimmer you have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If like you're dealing in cost wise, you're trying to like, weigh your options and what you want to do. Shaving is one of the less expensive options.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. This is one I've never done.
Thanks for clarifying that.
Yeah, you're welcome. Waxing and sugaring. So I think sugaring is relatively new, right? Waxing has been around for a long time. I think sugaring is like a relatively new-ish thing.
I don't know.
Or it's just become popular, I would say.
Okay, sure.
Maybe. Sure. Would imagine it's probably been a technique used earlier, but
I'd never heard about it. And there are where I live, there's a place called Sugared, and they seem to be popping up everywhere. And I had no idea what it was until I just started seeing all these shops. So, in my world, at least, this is a new thing.
This is new to you,
yeah, very new to me. But basically, this is the idea that you use either like a sugary paste or you use wax, apply it to the hair, and then you rip it out, and it rips it out at the root. So it is longer lasting, but on the flip side, you need to, if I understand correctly, wait longer before you get it done again. Like you can't just get it done once the hair has just started growing back. Like it needs to be a certain length before this is actually effective.
Yeah. Now, I know there is a difference between waxing and sugaring. Do you know what they are?
I believe sugaring is like exfoliating essentially in a way.
I've heard it's less painful too than, yeah, than waxing. I think I've heard like that it's a little bit different.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So the risk with this is like a bad reaction to the wax or the sugar if you have that. And if you have any like cuts or anything down there, that's going to be painful as well. And sometimes maybe you get ripped out more than the hair and some skin comes with it. Mm-hmm. So, yep. But if you go to a good place that's reputable and they know what they're doing,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
like most things, you should be mm-hmm. free of mm-hmm. most of the risks.
There are also like at home kits you can buy at like the drugstore or whatever mm-hmm. to try, but then you're gotta risk it.
Yeah, and once you apply it, it's hard.
Like, yeah, it's actually 1, 2, yeah. 1, 2. Oh, good. Oh, that was the cup. All right, trimming. From what the research I did, it resounding was like trimming is the safest option. Because it just shortens the hair without actually cutting it close to the skin, which granted depends how short you're trimming it. You can mm-hmm. have the trimmer at like nothing. So, because the closer you are to the skin, the more likely your chance of an injury or infection or
irritation.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So you could use scissors or a trimming tool that's marketed for pubic hair, or even a tool for trimming beards. Mm-hmm. And, because of the low risk of infection, trimming is the way to go if you have a weakened immune system for like due to medical reasons.
It's also cool because you can get trimmers that are waterproof too, so that you can use them in the shower. Yeah. So yeah, the ladies ones are usually marketed that way.
There you go.
Yeah.
And I find, I don't know if things have changed, but when my wife and I first got married, everyone always told us like the men's products are way better than the women's products. Like the women kind of get the short end of the stick.
And yeah,
the,
like with the razors.
Yeah, the men's razors are sharper, yeah, they're better. Like use the men's stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's like now, but I remember that being a thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so then the other option, hair removal gel. So these hair removal creams or gels weaken keratin in hair so that it loosens from its follicle and can be wiped off with a towel or a gentle exfoliating sponge. So these ones are really easy to find. Like you see them everywhere at the drugstore. Mm-hmm. But they do contain chemicals and other substances that can cause allergic reactions or breakouts. And if you have sensitive skin, you'll want to avoid this method. And they smell awful. So keep that in mind if you're going to use them for when you're going to use them.
Like because smell like, awful in what way? Like really chemically?
It smells like hair burning. Like it's really bad. So like say you're like, okay, we're going to be intimate. I should really do something.
Right.
And then you go into the bathroom and you do it and you're mm-hmm. it will smell up everything you do.
Blech.
Yeah. So keep that in mind mm-hmm. as a con for mm-hmm. using this particular method.
I've never smelled it, but I'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
So lastly, we have laser hair removal. So as the name suggests, laser hair removal uses lasers to destroy the hair at the follicle. This is the most expensive option, usually requiring several sessions with a professional, though there are more popular at-home yep. devices now that are coming mm-hmm. out that are even FDA approved for this. So safe mm-hmm. To use yourself and definitely cheaper than going into a professional for right. however many sessions it is at however many hundreds of dollars per session.
Right.
So, but it's not necessarily permanent. Like the right. laser hair removal reduces the amount of pubic hair that grows over time. So usually I think you have to go for like, what would you call it? Like a touch up or like future sessions.
Well, I know like once you go, like you generally have to go for at least, 4 or 5 sessions mm-hmm. for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then it depends on the rate of your hair growth mm-hmm. and what your skin color is, what your hair type and color is and all of that, which I should yeah. also mention like the at-home ones. Make sure you do reviews on it or like read reviews because mm-hmm. some aren't meant for certain hair types mm-hmm. and you'll just be frustrated and waste your money. Yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The only, I'd say the risks here are like redness and swelling from the actual laser.
Yeah. And you can't go in the sun after, for a certain amount of time after a laser session too.
Oh yeah.
So in the summer, it's harder to commit to. So
if you want to start. No nude tanning.
Yeah. So when you want to start, yeah, I guess. Yeah. But better to maybe start in the fall when you're for sure nothing is seeing the sun.
Right.
You know? Yeah, because it makes you more susceptible to UV, right? Because it, like...
Yeah, I think...
I don't know.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong. Oh, well. So I think the next question is, like, why? Why mm-hmm. do people do this? Why bother? Why
do I have to?
Yeah, do I have to? Why is it a thing? Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
Social norms, like Alana said, it's a very North American thing. Most of the rest of the world is totally fine with hair. Like, you, especially in Europe, you've got, you know, women mm-hmm. don't shave their armpits there, don't shave their legs there, probably don't shave their pubic region there either. So it's a very... Like Alana already said, a cultural thing. Mm-hmm. So if most of us listening here are in North America, it's a very North American thing. So if you want to kind of keep up with the norms, this is a thing to do.
It would be really interesting, like, if you think about it, if all of a sudden everybody changed and everybody grew out all their hair, would you still want to keep shaving? You know, like...
Right.
It depends how, like, society would adapt to that.
Yeah.
Right? In, like... In especially in media, I would say,
yeah.
would it be accepted yeah. or would it still be looked at as gross? Because if all of a sudden today everyone had pubic hair, but like my views in my mind mm-hmm. or our views in our minds haven't changed, you're probably just going to end up seeing everyone as gross.
Yeah, but like at what? I wonder how much time?
How long would it
would
take?
Need to go for that to become normalized? Anyway,
yeah,
probably like. Yeah, I don't know. How long do trends take to catch on? Because they change all the time.
Yeah.
I think certain things like armpit hair, like, mm-hmm. it is kind of trendy to a degree now to, like I've definitely seen that way more common to not mm-hmm. shave your armpit hair because,
yeah,
why not?
I only see it on Survivor.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, why remove it? Another reason mm-hmm. would be if your spouse has a preference
mm-hmm.
and they've shared that with you.
Yep.
And I mean, obviously, just because they say, hey, you should do this, doesn't mean you have to do yeah. that.
Yeah.
But it just opens the door to a conversation
mm-hmm.
to understand why they feel the way they do, how comfortable you are with it, or if yep. there's a compromise or what it looks like. Do you shave everything? Do you shave some things? Do you do your bikini line?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want your husband to shave things? Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think it just is conversational.
Yeah, we'll talk about what that conversation looks like in a second, but we've got a couple more
okay.
why remove it reasons.
Okay.
Yeah.
So straight up personal preference,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Men and women feel cleaner. I saw a woman comment in our Facebook group that she feels more feminine when she does it. And if this is your thing that's comfortable for you, then nobody should be able to tell you not to do it if it's what's comfortable for you.
Yeah.
Like, go for it. There's absolutely nothing mm-hmm. wrong with that if that is your personal preference.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see any issue with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So it increased sensation. So there's not a lot of research on this, but some people claim having their pubic hair trimmed can increase sexual sensation. That's interesting. I almost wonder if it's like maybe even an increased self-confidence.
Could be.
You know, like
awareness.
You feel more put together and I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it doesn't have to do with sensation, but if you're already, like if it causes more arousal because you're feeling you're more confident and prepared, mm-hmm. yeah, you've put thought into what you yeah. look like down there, like if all of that contributes as well.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what does that conversation look like between you and your spouse if you want your spouse to change what's currently happening down there or share your preferred option with them?
I mean... You should talk about this episode.
Yeah.
Say, hey, we've never actually had a conversation about pubic hair. It's a fun one. What?
Thoughts?
Well, yeah, thoughts. What do you think? We've never talked about this. And then mm-hmm. say, well, maybe it would be fun to experiment and just see what we...
It's hair. It grows back. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the thing about it is if your spouse is like, hey, why don't you try shaving everything? And you're like, wasn't my first thought, but sure, I'll give it a go because hair grows back.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
If
yeah.
you're like really uncomfortable with it, obviously then don't.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's just hair to a degree. Like you can,
yep.
hey, why don't you try? Why don't we both try? Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. There's definitely
yep.
room for just having.
I think the other part of this conversation would revolve around oral sex.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. it can definitely feel cleaner for people to perform oral sex when there's no hair there,
mm-hmm.
or it can be more comfortable doing it when you're not dealing with hair in your face. And I think if you are someone who is requesting oral sex, so if I'm requesting oral sex for my wife and she says, yeah, but I'm more comfortable when you are shaved down there, I think it's a reasonable mm-hmm. thing to expect that the person requesting oral sex meets the request of the other mm-hmm. person in yeah. regards to oral sex.
Or if you haven't ever asked, you're like, hey, what would be your preference?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. if you were going to do oral on me or whatever, do you have a preference of what happens with my hair?
Yeah.
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 The other thing to consider too with oral sex is mostly for the men, but men with beards. Right. So not necessarily pubic hair, but facial hair.
Yeah.
Because facial hair can be a real irritant mm-hmm. while right. you're down there, especially if it's shaved and they don't have the hair to protect themselves down there.
Right.
Yeah.
So I know a lot of beard guys are really obsessed with their beards, but you need to take care of that either with its, I'm not a beard guy, clearly. so I know there's like beard balms yeah. and all sorts oils, of stuff to like make it smooth and not itchy, yeah. scratchy. But that's another thing to for sure consider.
Yeah. Just thinking like beard masks.
Yeah.
Cover up the beard for oral.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like we shared a bunch of stuff with that in our 5 o'clock shadow, whatever that episode, when we talked about.
Like kissing?
Yeah.
Kissing oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mistletoe.
So yeah, if you haven't had a conversation about this, have a conversation with your spouse, maybe even just listen to this episode together and have a conversation about it. But I don't want either spouse to be scared to ask their spouse to do something. But remember, when you ask something, that doesn't mean they have to do it. So if a husband yeah. really wants his wife to shave and they've never talked about it, hey, babe, I'd really love for you to, you know, shave down there or go bare or whatever it is. And she's like, oh, I'm not really comfortable with that. Like anything in marriage, like don't pressure the person to mm-hmm. do it,
yeah.
but you are free to ask and you are free yeah. to make the request. And this is a conversation that is totally appropriate to have. And your request is viable. Like, that's not a bad yeah. thing to mm-hmm. ask. I know recently in the Facebook group, someone asked this about asking his wife to shave or to wax or whatever. And he was like very nervous of how she was going to respond. And it, like I said, it's one of those things that it's not a bad thing to ask. You're yeah. totally within your rights to make that request and mm-hmm. ask. But if she doesn't want to, then she doesn't do it.
Yeah. And when you do ask, you can start with, hey, this might be an uncomfortable mm-hmm. thing. And I feel a little bit nervous asking you, but I'm not meaning this to be offensive or
yeah.
make you feel like you're not already yeah. beautiful and or
perfect the way you are.
Perfect yeah. the way you are. You know, stipulate with that before you ask the question
yeah.
to may help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So last thing I think we need to address here is some people will claim that the only reason that especially women want to go bare down there is because it's a thing from porn or they're trying to usually the man is trying to get the woman to look like a young girl again or to look more like prepubescent or like a, right. you know, like yeah. the idea of like a young virgin. Right.
Yeah.
And I would outright reject that notion. Sure, there are probably some perverts out there who that is exactly why they want it, and I'm not going to discount that at all. That I'm sure that exists, but mm-hmm. I think most husbands, I'm just talking as a husband, so most husbands don't want their wives to look like a little girl. Mm-hmm. I think that's a pretty yeah. out there thing to claim. And I think if you're the wife and you try going bare down there and you do feel like that, and that does make you feel kind of icky, like, great, you tried it, you didn't like it. Tell your husband, hey, this made me feel really uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. I felt really like immature. I did not like it. Mm-hmm. Great. You don't do it again. Like, that's no problem. Mm-hmm. And then I think the porn thing is really interesting because just because something's in porn doesn't mean it's wrong to do. Mm. Like right. outdoor yep. sex is in porn. Missionary position is in porn. Doggy mm-hmm. style is in porn.
Right.
Yeah.
Shaved pubes.
Probably anything
exactly.
that you want to look yeah. up, you would find it.
Everything yeah. you've done in yeah. your bedroom has been done in porn. And yeah. that doesn't outright make it wrong.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think it's a pretty big reach to say you shouldn't shave down there because that's what the porn stars do. Mm-hmm. Or you just, mm-hmm. but again, it goes back to your heart, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is the husband yeah. wanting his wife to do that because of what he saw? Is it a fantasy of his that he's living out with her, right? It goes back to your heart motive behind it. And, you know, is this mutually beneficial, loving, bringing us closer together, all those things that we always talk about when it comes to, you know, why do you do what you do in the bedroom? And lastly, I think the only thing we didn't address is, like, what specific products should people use? So we will leave some of our favorites down in the show notes, and you guys can check out those links. And if you want to try something, go for it. If you have your fave already, stick with it or ask a friend, because you're not the only one who's ever dealt with their pubic hair before.
It's true.
All right. I will pray for us.
Okay, go for it.
God, thank you for our bodies and the way that you've made them and the way that every body is different and that we can do with our bodies, we can do different with our bodies. Mm-hmm. And that just because one person does something doesn't mean someone else has to do something. And would we continue to use our bodies in a way that glorifies you and in a way that serves our spouses and in a way that brings us closer together as a couple and creates us... creates more intimacy in our marriage. Amen.
Amen.
Hey friends, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you like our content, please like, review, and subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts, and tell your friends too. Thanks so much for journeying with us today as we tackled the hard questions and dive deep into godly intimacy. Make sure you follow us on Instagram to see more of our content and check the show notes for any links we might have mentioned in today's episode. We're so grateful to be on this journey with you, and we can't wait to see you in the next episode.